Been reporting two Republican candidates for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania are neck and neck. Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick still in the running. Kathy Barnett in third place. Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano, the winner of a contested primary for governor. Democrat John Fetterman, Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor, will face the winner of the GOP Senate primary. And Democratic Attorney General Josh Shapiro unopposed and will face Mastriano in the race for Pennsylvania governor. Sorting some of this out and calling in live on the Rehoboth Beach Running Company Newsmaker line, open 7 days a week at 301 Rehoboth Avenue, is Widener University Distinguished Professor of Political Science Wes LaCrone. Specialist in U.S. government, American political culture, state, and local politics. Professor LaCrone, thanks for being with us today. Welcome. And can you hear me, sir?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for being on today. We really appreciate your time. How do you interpret the closeness of the Senate primary between Dr. Oz and McCormick? What's at play here?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, given the fact that, you know, former President Trump endorsed Dr. Oz, that he didn't kind of pick up more votes. Right now, at least the last time I checked, it was about a little bit over a tenth of a percent lead for Oz. But one thing I would caution about that is that if you add in Barnett, Kathy Barnett, who was kind of an outsider, but also probably the most Trumpish candidate of all. So if you add Oz and Barnett together, you really get over 50% of the vote, which shows that, you know, even though McCormick might win, the Trump vote's still there for the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's a really close race right now. I think a lot of people that sided against Trump, you know, voted for McCormick at the last minute. But, you know, at this point in time, I think it's really into the mail-in ballots. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, what is happening with regards to the ballot counting, and when do you think we might know a winner in that Senate race?
Well, one of the things is that any election in Pennsylvania that ends up less than a half a percentage point or less is an automatic recount, right? So It may be a couple of weeks till we actually know officially who won this race because they'll have to recount it. But, you know, a lot of some of the smaller rural counties spent a lot of time, didn't start, you know, processing their mail-in ballots as early as other places that had more efficient kind of voting services. So, you know, we'd hope to see more of those come in as we go through the course of the day. But, you know, at least as is right now, the mail-in ballots that are already in showed McCormick winning, you know, the mail-in ballots by well over 10%. So if he can hold on to that, he's got a shot to actually pull ahead here.
Mm-hmm. We are joined on WGMD this morning by Professor of Political Science at Widener University, Wes LaCrone, as we look a little bit at the Republican primary. There was a Democratic race as well. We'll get to that as well. But last night in Pennsylvania, and with regards to the gubernatorial primary, Professor Doug Mastriano, the winner, any surprise there? And what do you think that result represents?
I think if you would have said 6 months ago that he would have been the nominee, I think nobody would have believed you. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he perfectly fits in with the identity of the Pennsylvania Republican Party shifting more towards the Trump side. Certainly he was in the lead before Trump endorsed him over the weekend. But, you know, it's what's so interesting is he brings a brand really kind of religious conservatism, which generally isn't seen in Pennsylvania. It doesn't really appeal to the southeastern part of the state, you know, in the Philadelphia area. It'll be interesting to see how he runs in the fall against a more mainstream candidate like Josh Shapiro as the Democrat. You know, but he did do really well statewide. He won almost every county with the exception of Lou Barletta's area up in northeast PA and a couple of counties around Philadelphia. But, you know, he seems to be a very Trump-like candidate and, you know, he was down in Washington on January 6th. He's part of the Stop the Steal group. So we'll see how that plays out in the fall.
Sure. And also back to the Senate race, the Democrat John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, rather dramatic day yesterday. In fact, earlier, suffering a mild stroke, but nonetheless has been continuing to campaign. He'll face the winner of that GOP primary. And we heard from his wife, Fox News Radio, top of the hour, representing him at the campaign rally, saying, well, there's going to be a lot of negative ads, lies told about him, and that sort of a thing. All in all, is the campaign in Pennsylvania for these races going to get nastier and nastier?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the Senate race will be even worse because there's going to be a lot of money coming in from outside. I think whether Oz or McCormick, whether either one of those wins, what we're going to end up seeing is that there's, with the Senate, so close, with abortion rights as an issue, and the Senate being the one that confirms, Supreme Court nominees. And this is one of the only places where Democrats can flip a Republican seat, that we're going to see tens of millions of dollars coming in from outside, mostly negative ads. They're going to dig up a lot of dirt on both candidates. Pennsylvania, I'm sorry for my friends like you down in Delaware, you're going to have to hear about Pennsylvania for the next 6 months.
That's right. It's a Delaware, and he gets all those Pennsylvania channels, Philadelphia channels. It's something we're just going to have to deal with for a few months, I suppose. Widener University Distinguished Professor of Political Science, Wes LaCrone, joining us here on WGMD. It's been fascinating. Hope we get to talk again soon, and thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.